This drama contains adult language and partial nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
Son of a bitch!
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
The hard line.
So do you guys listen to the station?
I don't.
Do you?
No.
No.
So you...
Well, wait, whose idea was this?
You're in...
LaDonna. So you,
Madonna?
LaDonna.
Oh, this is LaDonna's doing?
Yes.
How'd she get into this? You know her?
I work with her.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. She's an awesome person.
Oh, yeah. So you work at the P?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah. I bartend and serve people all day long.
So she just came up to you guys, or to you, with this idea of getting in a bikini and promoting your band.
Yeah.
And you had no problem with it?
No, I was like, all right, any way to get us out there and get more people listening to us, that's cool with me. This is like my third band I've been in, and the best one out of all of them.
We're tired of it, man. We're trying to make this one work.
Yeah. Tired of what? You're 18 years old. You haven't lived long enough to be tired of anything.
Man, you'd be surprised. Being in a band is hard work.
Let me give you a little advice. You better not man him.
Do it. Keep manning him. Now, Mike, you were in bands at a young age, too. Did you have the same angst?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I was tired of it, too.
Like at 18, you're thinking, God, I got to hurry up and make this happen.
Did you ever call up Cliff offering to come up in your bikini panties to promote your band?
Come on, dude.
It's The Hardline, featuring Mike Ryder.
What do you want to get into? What are we doing?
Greg the Hammer Williams. Also starring Danny Paul.
I'm so hungover.
Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson as the Cobra. So sit back. Relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hardline.
Three, two, and one.
Take that bra off for Daddy.
Stand back, burrito!
Kick it.
The time. 22 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And this is indeed The Hardline. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. Well, it is Friday, and we have on hand another day of sports and all that that implies with you. It is Nelson Friday. It is not just any Friday. It is Nelson Friday. It is one of the truly magical Fridays of any given year. Nelson Friday.
And we're here on the course.
Yes. We couldn't get into it, but we certainly have made it around it, haven't we?
Yes. And we're providing live golf from the course, right?
We are on number 16, Greg, so about 20 paces from the tee box.
So we're providing live coverage. Live coverage of golf course side.
Right. I'd prefer to do it here every year.
Now, do we know for sure, though, that actual golf is being played? I have not seen a single golf shot yet. And I want to see golf shots. Lots of them. Golf shots. Nothing but golf shots.
Well, golf's going on because there's people over there milling around watching something.
That doesn't mean anything.
Maybe they're watching us.
At the Nelson. At the Nelson, people milling around, that doesn't mean golf.
Yeah, people do nothing but mill around out
here. Because, let's face it, these tickets aren't bought for this golf course to watch golf.
Some people it is.
No. It's out here for the scene.
You know what? You're wrong.
Then take the pavilion down. Then there's no reason to have that pavilion. We don't need it.
Everybody's
Everybody's here to watch golf.
There's a select few people who actually come here to watch golf and don't even know the pavilion exists.
5% of the people out there are here for the golf.
I would say even less than that, but it's still a percentage. It's more than zero.
A very small one.
Very, very small. And if it's not, and if it's just everybody's out here to see the golf, and take the pavilion away.
And you know what that pavilion provides?
Take all these corporate tents around here, take those away.
It provides tons of money for the salesmanship club who does good things and for good charitable organizations.
Absolutely.
But they just don't want to admit it.
Right.
You know what else it provides?
Nookie.
right.
Damn right.
Hey, I give the Salesmanship Corp all the credit in the world. They do a lot of good stuff and help a lot of people out, and that's great that they put this on. But let's all be who we are.
Right now, a mere, what, half mile away at the pavilion? Per square inch, you're looking at more nookie right there than anywhere else in the country right now.
More nookie
at this
per
moment,
capita?
Yes.
At this moment?
Yes, than anywhere else in the country.
Where is the pavilion from here? Is it that way?
No, it's that way.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Oh, wait. Okay, no, 16 no, goes up that way. It's that way, actually. It's through the house. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, where are we exactly?
We're on the back nine.
We're a long way away from it, huh?
Like I said, probably a half mile.
Bummer. Well,
but we are on course side.
Yes, I guess everybody knows the story. We tried to get them to let us do our show from the course, but for certain metaphysical reasons that none of us could possibly comprehend, that couldn't happen. So we enlisted the cooperation of someone to let us commandeer their house. And that's what we've done today. We've set up all day long and broadcast all day live from here. I mean, this backyard bumps up right next to the rough leading out to the fairway there.
Look at that. There's two live nookie girls walking up the fairway as we speak.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Those are hippie chicks, aren't they?
Yeah, I love them. Chicks. I love the hippie chick, man. You know what? I'm sorry. I don't want to glob the hippie chick in with the nookie girl.
All the same.
No.
No, not really.
All the same.
Not really.
It's just, you know, the hippie chick is the nookie girl of yesteryear.
No. Yeah. Hippie chicks are still, they're still cool. You know, and like, I want to go hang out.
They're coming nookie this way, they're pointing at us.
Nookie girls aren't cool?
They're waving to us.
I think nookie girls take the wireless cool? And go talk to that hippie chick.
Well, is wireless working?
Better be. I guarantee you. Or I'm blowing a gasket.
Oh, no, I think I know that guy they're with.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
hurry, Cobra.
So.
Well, I am, Greg.
I can't rush technology, okay? Don't worry about technology.
I need a head so I can hear you two knuckleheads.
Technology. Okay, we're sending Cobra down there.
You're going to miss
and all
the
of a sudden, I'm thinking
chick.
This is not a real good idea.
Why?
Because I think I know the guy that they're with.
So? Let's get her over here.
Okay. All right, he saw a couple of hippie chicks that he likes.
Hey, turn this down a little bit in my ear.
And he's going to go down there and try to talk to them.
Hey, get...
Oh, here comes a red pants. He's going to make everybody back off. Good God, what's the matter with him?
We can't holler at him, per se, but I'm looking at them. Hey, dude, you, get the girl in the red. Get her.
Oh, didn't this bring back memories, Ron?
No. This harkens back to a time when we would have far less trouble doing this than we are at the moment, huh?
Right. The great days of coming out here and talking to people and
yes.
having a good time and promoting a golf
tournament. Wait a minute, there's
too.
A guy. Do you know Reiner?
Yeah.
How do you know him? What's that?
Our kids went to school together.
Oh, that's Henry, isn't it?
Now, wait a minute. How old are you?
Not this one.
I'm 23.
Oh, thank God. Okay. Well, you could have been like 17 or something, and it could have creeped me out. Now, are you with Reiner's friend over here?
Yes.
I am. In a dating way?
Might not have been a good deal.
No.
Okay. I was just wondering. Oh, you don't know if you're dating him or not?
He's my friend.
Really? In a loving way?
I love him very much.
You ever hooked up with him?
Negative.
You looking to do that?
Negative.
Now, are you following anyone in particular out here?
John Daly.
Is Daly on 16?
He's right there.
He is? This is the Daly, Kenny Perry, David Toms group.
But you know David Toms?
I do know David Toms. I wish I could actually see him, but I can't. Oh, now there's two girls hugging.
And one's a ticket chick, isn't it?
Isn't that Chelsea?
Yeah, Chelsea's hugging her friend. Now, are you here for the golf?
Yes, absolutely. And the beer.
Are you? You know what? See, this is a girl. This is a hippie chick. This is the difference between the hippie chick and the nookie girl. She is here for golf.
They're all the same.
No, they're not. Now,
I'd ask her if there was one without the other, which would she choose?
If there was one or the other. Like, if you had to choose, if God came down, put a gun to your head and said, not that God would do that, of course, but if he did.
God doesn't use guns.
Right. He uses swords. Now, if he had a sword and he made you choose, what would you choose, golf or the pavilion?
Oh, that's difficult.
No, it's not.
Gotta choose golf.
Look at there. A real golf fan.
Wow.
Yeah, a real drunk golf fan.
I find that
she's
very
not drunk?
Yes, she is.
I find that difficult to believe.
Have you had anything to drink?
Oh, gosh.
yeah, I rest my case.
Maybe four.
Yeah, okay, I rest
four?
My case even
yeah,
farther.
Yeah, four beers. I'm good.
All right,
yeah.
Well, tell her to tell Henry hi.
Tell Henry hello for Reiner, and hopefully you guys hook up tonight and make a baby or something.
Whoa.
Okay, we'll try our best.
God.
Well, good luck. Good
Thank
luck.
You.
Thank you. Huge jugs.
Good
God.
Really?
Oh,
man, I can tell.
God.
I can tell. Nice work, Henry. All right.
Is he dating her?
I don't know.
That old guy?
It sounds like he was.
I don't know. I don't know what kind of scene he's got going.
Nice going, Henry.
Yeah. All right, it is 3:31. You're listening to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
More
we are out here at the
from.
Nelson. There is going to be plenty more where that came from. I don't have a run sheet here, so I guess we've got something great that you're not going to believe coming up next, for sure. Like, a Nelson update. That next here on The Ticket.